This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load. Joining me now from the lovely city of Detroit, the director of Legally Armed in Detroit, fresh off of his appearance where he was discussing lethal force. Yeah, I saw that. Is the director. He is Rick Ector. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, man. Good afternoon from Detroit, Michigan. Ville de Troyes, man. Hey, I'm having a great day. The weather is decent. It's chilly. It's sunny. It's not gloomy. Right. So I'm in relatively good spirits, man. And I got heat, so I'm good, man. How about you? How are things in your neck of the woods?
I've got all of my bonsai trees out on the deck. They're all getting a little bit of sun, which is good for them because they do like to photosynthesize. I'm waiting on plumbers, and I have a nice fresh cup of coffee.
Well, brace yourself for that plumber, man. Yeah. Let me tell you, I don't begrudge those guys, but let me tell you, they have a skill set that if you need it, you're not really in a great bargaining position, because essentially it's this. If you call a plumber, one, you already know that it's serious. Two, you know that whatever he tells you, you're pretty much going to have to suck it up and get it done. And no one can give you an accurate quote over the phone, right? I have to come over and see it, and you can't hold me accountable. Plus, they might even charge you a fee just for ringing your doorbell, man.
And this is the beauty of having a home warranty.
Oh, you have a home warranty?
Yeah.
Okay. Simplified claims process.
$100. Minimum. $100.
$100 deductible or $100 copay?
Copay. That's it. $100. Costs $100.
And you don't have to pull teeth to actually get them to cut a check?
The vendor they send is their vendor. Right. So I, because of that particular thing, it sort of works out where I don't exactly have plumber of the year showing up, but I do have someone that has a business, right?
Look, man, he doesn't have to be plumber of the year, at least be, you know, effective, right?
Right. Correct.
So, like if something's leaking, you know, make it dry. If something needs to be replaced, you know, make it happen. It's like a virtual black box, man. You know, I don't know what goes in it. All I know is that as long as the right output or the right solution, like a mended pipe is corrected and you're dry instead of wet, or water is flowing instead of not flowing, or if it's gushing to make it stop raining in your house, you know, whatever it is.
One of those things. Yeah. Yeah.
$100.
$100.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not so rich that $100 is trivial, but, you know, all things considered, you know, okay. $100.
Still quite doable.
Yeah, doable, I guess. Yeah. You know, but other than plumbing woes, everything else good on home phone?
I guess. I'd like to go out and get a little more range time, but I haven't had a chance to because it's been raining so much, but maybe it's cleared up. I don't know. We will see.
Well, you know, range time is always good for obvious reasons. But one thing that I will also interject and suggest, not only should you get sufficient time of sending lead down range, but you should also invest in, not necessarily financially, but time-wise, in information and training about various scenarios and how you get that information, man, can be done, you know, a lot of different ways.
Right.
Watch training videos, you can read books, or you can go attend a presentation on real life stories of self-defense, man.
Something like that. Any of those things. All those things. Probably should be doing all of them.
You know, I conducted said aforementioned event this past Saturday, man.
Right.
You know, lethal force aftermath, you know, and this is actually the third time that I've conducted it, not for lack of trying. I mean, if you want real life stories of people defending themselves, of course you need the people, man. And not everyone is necessarily eager to go to the front of a large room at a microphone with a bunch of strangers and in some way, in some shape or form, bare their soul and talk about their fears and open themselves up to criticism, man. You know, criticism is a powerful influence, man, because, you know, you may want to share something that you did, and you might be worried about people second-guessing, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, that, and this is a thing about a radio show, right? I know that there is no way that I can please everybody that listens to me. So there's going to be somebody with criticism, and some, okay. And even the ones that, how should we put it? Even the ones that are trying to be helpful, You know where
there's
I'm going with this, right?
Go ahead.
So like I'll be talking about a topic, right? And I'll get somebody will call in. And they'll go, you know, I want to tell you this, and I don't want to say I'm going to be enlightening you, but, and then they proceed to.
They said, but. They used the word but. That means forget everything I said before but.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you how I really feel.
Or better yet, on the text line, I'll be sitting there and I'm setting up, I'm talking, and then out of the corner of my eye, I see on the text line, if you really want to start the show good, you should say this. And I'm just, you know. And you know, it's, you know, you got to take it just like with criticism, you got to take it. And, I guess it has to be handled. I'm sure you have a line that you will, that you got to cross. Somebody's got to cross that line before you sort of snap back at them. Right.
Yeah. I mean, all things considered, cause I mean, one, you know, you got to address the person to person, and then two, you got to be cognizant of people watching how you handle this person, and you don't want them to start thinking bad things about you in general,
right?
Because you have to deal with this one knucklehead. But I get it.
So you know, that's just something I have to take with a grain of salt. But I'm so, now you were doing a public speaking gig, and yeah. Did you have to suck up some criticism there?
Well, anytime you do anything, there's going to be somebody that says something. I like to think that my skin is sufficiently thick.
Right.
You know, unless it's like an overt, you know, obvious dig or insult, you know, generally speaking, person to person or in a small setting, if someone was to say something unflattering or negative, you know, my tact is just distance myself from this person because it's not going to end well if I allow myself to truly express myself. And, right. And you know, I have to be cognizant of my reputation and how I'm perceived. Someone might see me go off on the deep end and not saw what precipitated it. Right. So. But there have been some situations in which I was not sufficiently motivated to leave, and I let a person have it, and it happened live on air during an interview, man.
Hang on right there. We're coming up on the first break. Just going through the media talk that, you know, and Rick does nearly as much media as I do, and he doesn't even have a show. He just gets invited to go talk to that stuff, and that's the beauty of Mr. Hector, because he gets out there and he's just constantly engaging, constantly. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rick Hector from Legally Armed in Detroit. And we were talking about criticism just in the public speaking realm, but like as an instructor or a subject matter expert, do you ever, I mean, in the course of what you do, do you ever get challenged on certain things or any of that other stuff?
You know, all the time. But see, you have to wonder if the challenge is coming from a good place, right?
Right.
Case in point. Earlier today, a local member of the local news media, a smaller outlet that still has a lot of pull and influence, they called me up and they're asking me about the Ethan Crumbly case, particularly his father is currently on trial right now for the shooting that he did at his school, right? The mother was already convicted of 4 involuntary manslaughter convictions. She's awaiting sentence. And so his trial has started. And a lot of news media outlets are covering it because it's of high interest here locally. I, you know, have had some dealing with this one particular reporter, and they felt that I was sufficiently knowledgeable to speak to a lot of issues. So the question that he posed to me was rather interesting, and I'll pose it to you just to get your take on it, but I pretty much know what you're going to say.
Right.
Is it sufficient to put a gun in a locked case with a combination, and it's a 3-digit combination to this lock? Is it sufficient to make sure that the combination is not a default combination? Whatever that works out to be.
You mean like if you buy a safe and the first combination coming is 1, 2, 3?
Me and this reporter, we were going back and forth. That's the thing I like about them, is that they entrust what I know well enough that they feel comfortable to ask me questions they probably wouldn't ask anyone else.
Right.
Just to see if some of the harebrained questions that they ask, if they're credible or not. Right.
Right.
And so the question that's posed to me, that I'm posing to you, there's a gun you want to secure. It has 3 positions, right? You can go 0 through 9, right? 10 options for 3 positions, right?
Right.
So if you do basic math, that's 10 times 10 times 10. That's 1,000 combinations. Is it sufficient to just use the default combination that came with the lock, or should you at least be, I don't know, over the top to change it to something else?
You know,
is that a mitigating circumstance is what I'm getting at?
Well, you know, I would think it is incumbent, once you get something like that, if you're really going to secure it, that you would make it your combination, and get away from that default combination. But then, having said that, right, if we're talking about now, the Crumbly house, right?
Right.
Any kid today that is upright and walking, I don't know how you keep them out of any of this stuff, because
it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't. And that was entirely my point. I was like, look, whether it was the default combination, I don't know if people walk around knowing what default combinations are to various different locks, but we're only talking about 3 positions, right? And so 10 times 10 times 10, that's only 1,000. If you gave me a lock with 1,000 combinations that housed something that was really of value or significant to me, if I really wanted to get into it, what would I do to open that lock?
Well, I would try the default thing. I mean, I know one place that had, you know, when you bought the equipment, the default password was password.
Yeah. Right.
And a lot of people never change that. And then everybody's going, how come we got hacked?
Well, yeah, but you know what? A password is as good as any other password. I mean, because if I saw a lock that required a certain phrase,
right,
it might be password. It might be something else. I mean, the fact that there's a barrier there is sufficient for me to say, well, I'm not even going to bother it, because obviously someone doesn't want me in there. So right. Why do it? But here's the thing. It's only 3 positions, 10 numbers per position. If I really, really wanted to get in there, all I would have to do is try 1,000 combinations.
Yeah.
How long would that take if I was motivated?
Well, 1,000 combinations, you know, who can tell? Now, here's the thing. What kind of gun safe was it? Because some gun safes are a little more equal than others.
I, you know what? I was caught off guard by this reporter's question, and I didn't like have enough time to get that information beforehand and actually pull up this locking box with this three character combination position to look at it. You know, it was one of those deals where I told him, look, you obviously have a specific question in mind, so give me the particulars, and what I will do is give you my best analysis on what you tell me.
Right. Well,
that's all I did.
Yeah. So was it a safe, or was it a travel box or something?
It was some type of box. And according to what the reporter was sharing with me, it had three digits to allow for, characters, numbers 0 through 9. And I told him, look, that's 1,000 permutations, combinations, permutations. If you really wanted to get into that box, I mean, how long does it take you to try one number versus another? Like to dial in
3 seconds. 3 seconds.
Okay. So multiply 3 seconds by 1,000. That's 3,000 seconds, yep. Right?
Which is about,
divide that by 60, and they'll tell you how many minutes,
50.
Right?
50.
Okay. So we're talking an hour. If I really took an hour, if I really wanted to get into it, is that hour worth really debating?
Right.
So, the key point is that there is no possible way to safeguard against every possible contingency, right? Well, at the end of the... you think there is?
Well, no. I was going to tell you the other part, but we're coming up on the next break.
Oh, that's right.
So if you would, tell everybody how to find you.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector, NRA Director, Board of Directors. I can be reached on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and every week right here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Yeah. Talking, how do you handle certain questions, and especially coming from the anti-gun press, and that's a thing. Cause constantly getting challenged. Now, Rick handles this a lot better than I would, because I'd get sort of irate with it. I'd get irate with that. I would. I'll get to the point that I'm about to, and this is probably not something that your guy was prepared to hear if you told him this. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA News Update. 6 charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped. Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Lawyers representing a Boeing whistleblower whose death was determined to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound over the weekend are urging authorities to conduct a more thorough investigation. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside a hotel
Hotel in Charleston, South Carolina. In a statement, Barnett's attorneys emphasized that they saw no signs suggesting he would take his own life. Don Lemon announced that his contract with Elon Musk for a new show on X is terminated. Lemon mentioned in a statement on X that Musk canceled the deal just hours after their interview, expressing displeasure with it. Lemon also promised to share more details about the situation in a separate video. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
Welcome back. Talking to Rick Ector, talking dealing with challenges and all this other stuff when you're trying to push the Second Amendment right and everything. And the challenge, and like the challenge you were up against was they were, obviously the reporter thinks that if you put a gun into anything and it locks, that just, that gun is just secure until somebody wants to unlock it the way it's designed to be unlocked.
These lock boxes are not magic boxes, man. Anything can be compromised. Given sufficient motivation and time.
Right. But, I mean, did he know that? Did the reporter know this?
No, but see, that's the beauty of it. He was laying forth and presenting me with straw arguments because here's the thing. I was sufficiently impressed that he esteemed me enough to engage me in dialogue because our communication, our conversation was going to allow him to put forth in his mind a better argument in his paper, in his article.
Right.
He worked right for MLive, by the way. So there's probably going to be an article from MLive featuring a quote from me in it today. So we'll wait and see how that works out.
But right.
At the end of the day, bad things happen. Yes. Should we do some credible effort up front to prevent bad things from happening?
Sure.
Yes, for sure. Look at all the applicable facts. You know, what is reasonable to be done? Do we really need a statute that says that your gun in your house should be safeguarded from vulnerable people, small children, untrained adults? Yes, yes, and yes. And if the state wants to specify the manner in which you do secure your gun, well, you know, that opens you up to all sorts of things. Well, yeah, I secured it, but I didn't secure it by the way that you specified. Or maybe the people in my house are all normal, well-adjusted, non-mentally compromised people who can be trusted with a gun. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if they didn't do anything bad with it. If I can prove that the child was in the house and the gun was unsecured and nothing bad happened, I can still prosecute.
Right.
So, you know, it's just a bad situation looking for a solution that doesn't solve anything. My whole point is, if you have a person that has obvious behavioral problems, address that. That is the root cause.
Right.
To look for your pound of flesh in hindsight is misguided, consumes resources, doesn't solve anything. Yeah, the mother's going to go to prison, I guess. And the father, if he's convicted, he's going to go to prison. But none of that solves the problem. The problem is disturbed kid, get him treatment. And if you're really, truly concerned about kids coming in contact with firearms they should not have, let's talk about educating children about guns. That's the obvious direct solution to the problem.
Well, so the question that you were asked, if I'm thinking of it in the right characterization, it sort of sounds like it was put together as a gotcha question to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, so if you get out there and say, well, no, I do not think that we should have safe storage requirements and stuff such as that, which do they have that in Michigan now?
We have a safe storage law as of Valentine's Day.
So that means the Fourth Amendment is no longer in effect in Michigan.
You know, a lot few other things. We got red flags too. So
yeah. So the Fourth Amendment is no longer there, and that is a slippery path to go down. It really is. It's a slippery path to go down, and now that they have taken you guys there, that's sort of messed up. So, and of course, the whole gotcha nature of what they're asking, you know.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I appreciate the discourse, the conversation, the back and forth, and I take it as an honor that I was one called for comment and for a quote.
Sure.
And if that person feels that engaging me in a conversation, he's better informed and can perhaps put forth an argument that can't easily be poked down who knows more about guns and safe stories than he does. And hey, he was willing to invest the time. Man, you know what? Fine. You know, let's have that conversation. But I think that the overall problem of mentally unstable people gaining access to guns is not solved by this mandatory so-called safe storage law.
Right.
It's a solution that doesn't solve the problem. Now, to me, my point, I'm saying, if that is the obvious problem, then let's deal with it head on. Let's educate all the children.
Sure.
And I don't mean put an AKA in a 5-year-old's hand, but can we at least talk Eddie Eagle? Stop, don't touch, leave the area,
you can't be doing that, Rick. You can't inject logic into a gun grabbing.
If you really care, man, if you really care, like with sex, I mean, sex ed, you know, they think, well, gee, if we tell kids or teenagers or young adolescents about where babies come from, maybe that'll make more of them, you know, have children and unwanted pregnancies and all this other stuff. Well, I mean, not telling them about sex at all is not a good solution, is it?
They'll find out. They'll certainly find out on their own, but I mean, no, it's not a good idea to do that. But I mean, But that lends itself to logic once again. But none of the stuff that they do is based on logic, Rick.
Well, and I get it. See, you know what? If you have the facts, right, argue the facts, right? If you don't have the facts, you know, pound on the table and yell and scream. And I've been in my share of arguments with people in televised interviews where that's all they essentially did. They put on a good show. They made a lot of noise. And the people in their crowd, their sphere of influence, they were sufficiently motivated that he argued for their cause, even if it was not based in logic. But that's okay. argue passionately, but so anyway, I did enjoy the back and forth with the reporter, and eventually, you know, he didn't get from me what he wanted, and I wasn't sure exactly what he wanted, but I think me saying the right sentiment would lend it credence, because I'm a firearms instructor who has some influence, would make it a more credible article. But I mean, it has to be logical, right? But anyway, it was really fun, you know, doing it today. But, you know, I, still had that event that I did this past weekend, which went pretty good, man. And, you know, whenever you get a whole bunch of gun people together and have some conversations about things that's really important, it's always a good thing. And we're talking about all the things that happen in the aftermath of a shooting, you know. And the one thing that I really liked about this program, the way I had it set up, I had two individuals who gave their first-person narratives before a group of interested spectators, people who attended the event, to share their lethal force incident, man. And there were so many takeaways from the experience. I mean, one, I was really honored that they felt comfortable to, I guess, bare their soul, man. It's not an easy thing to stand up in front of a group of people and tell your story and open yourself up to criticism.
Right.
Indeed. I will say this. What's up?
Well, say it fast, because we're coming up on the next break. You got to say some other stuff. Or just tell everybody how to find you, and you can say it when we get back.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I'm running for re-election to the NRA's Board of Directors. Please re-elect me. I can be found on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and even IMDb with my fellow partner in virtual crime, Mr. Vilfredi.
Indeed. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Talking to Rick Ector from Legally Armed in Detroit, talking about the discourse. But here's the thing. This is the thing with that reporter. I'm almost certain that he didn't know what he was talking about. I'm almost certain that he was asking you questions and he had what he thought were the right answers. And when you started answering other things, that probably threw him for a bit of a loop. Would that be fair to say?
That would be fair to say, but let me say this in a more broader general sense.
Right.
If, for example, you're writing a paper, an essay, or you're forming an argument to be presented on a show such as Bill Frady's Lock and Load.
Right.
When you're doing that whole discovery process, you're going to come across information that you didn't know existed, and it may force you to rethink your position or your line of attack.
Right.
And if I was able to do that for this reporter, then mission accomplished. You know, it's one thing to be held in esteem in regard that, okay, if I want to talk guns or gun politics or gun laws, I'm going to call someone for comment. And you know what? And if I'm top of mind, then you've done me a tribute and an honor just by calling me. And I actually enjoy the discourse. As a matter of fact, it's actually fun. Debating people.
Right. Well, yeah, I enjoy it. If we're having a debate that's worth having, if you know, sometimes with some of the stuff that they want to do, they want to get you to say something that you don't intend to say. And then when you fail to say it, then they get a little, shall we say, irate about it. And then it becomes less.
There are worse things that could happen, man. There are worse things that could happen. For example, they could take something that you said in good faith as part of a larger argument and then pull a salient quote out of context and then make it imply that you in your position said something that, yeah, you did say, but the way they couched it with other stuff around it makes it seem like you meant something that you didn't intend. And that's particularly insidious.
Right.
Yeah. And that's some news media outlets I won't fool around with or even entertain a conversation with because of those transgressions. But yeah, man. So as we were discussing this event I did this weekend, man, it was really cool because the thing was is that it was a no judgment zone. It was like, tell your story, how it happened, and what things, you know, went into how you did the things you did. And here's the thing. There were some things he advocated that I would never advocate that people do, but he did it and it worked out for him. He didn't get charged. He didn't get prosecuted. He wasn't in prison and it worked. Now, would I take his narrative and say, okay, this is how you should do it? No. But see, the whole point of talking about these things is that it at least makes you think about them. You know, we can talk about fundamental firearm safety, but when you're actually talking about a real life scenario, your life is on the line. What were the pertinent factors that came into play? How you responded, why you did what you did. Here's the bigger thing, the takeaways. In the aftermath, looking back on it, what were some of the lessons you learned that you want to share with other people? And that was the great beauty of doing this program this past Saturday, man.
Right.
Yeah. It was good. It was good in all respects, and I had a ton of fun in doing it, man. But, yeah, I'll tell you, you know what? Dealing with the media, man, that might be an interesting topic now that you've sufficiently piqued my interest, man. Like,
well, you know, the thing with the media is that the media, for the most part, even the ones that get out there, we support the Second Amendment. Okay, tell me about it. Well, we don't know anything about it, of course. We don't know why we support it. We just do, because that's, we're sure we do, but we don't know. You know, I mean, even the ones that say that they're for you, most of the time, they don't know what they're talking about.
Okay, and that's the whole point of getting a credible person to speak to it. You know, right. The thing that I hate is now there seems to be this trend towards not even having both sides to an argument in an article. You know, they'll state a position or they'll take a particular slant and they'll just run with it. And there was no credible effort made to see if there was someone who thought otherwise.
Right.
Like, to your point earlier, safe stores. You're like, okay, well, we think that we have an obvious reason why we should have a safe storage law. Is there anyone out there that will say that it won't change anything and it won't make anyone safer if you ignore the root cause of the problem, which is ignorance?
Right. Well, see, that's...
How do you fix ignorance?
Education.
Okay, so why not educate people if it's going to make them safer?
Well, because...
I know earlier...
Listen, it's... What's up? You know, I end this show every day with, it's never been about gun control. It's been about total control. If they were really out for things, if they were really out for the safety of the regular citizens out there, especially in this era where they have defunded cops and, you know, we've got the Ferguson effect and nobody wants to be a cop no more. And it's the parts of society that were already getting hammered the most by crime that are affected the most by that. If they really wanted to do that, they would just allow everybody to be armed instead. And, you know, the fact that they have passed laws where that's not the case, that just is indicative of the fact that they don't believe in the Constitution. They just pay lip service to it.
Well, you know, if we actually taught people the Constitution, I don't know if we even do that in schools anymore.
I don't know either. I don't know.
I'll tell you what I do remember. I remember when we would cite the amendments to the Constitution, the Second Amendment was always the right to keep and bear arms. But to a person who's being just introduced to the topic, I had no idea that the Second Amendment, well, I knew that the Second Amendment was the right to keep and bear arms. But I didn't understand what the right to keep and bear arms meant.
Right.
And no one wanted to teach me what that meant. So I knew the answer to the question was the Second Amendment, but I couldn't speak to what it actually meant.
Right.
It's almost like, well, here, go to school and we don't really care if you learn anything. Just recite the right phrases.
Well, I mean, that was my experience, too. We didn't break down and go into why all of this. I mean, especially when we got to the Second Amendment. The First Amendment, they would just dissect the First Amendment. We didn't talk too much about the Third Amendment because we haven't had any British troops that have been forced to be housed in people's houses since the Revolutionary War. And, you know, the Fourth Amendment was way beyond my scope as a lad in school. But, you know, I think... part of the human condition is that we're supposed to be free. That's our natural state. That's the way we're supposed to be. And if somebody comes up at you and is going to attack you, our natural reaction to that is to defend ourselves.
Yeah.
So getting out there and taking away, and this is what it boils down to. I talked about this the other day. The left is taking away every possible means that we have to try to get a fair shake in this country peacefully. They're taking it away, and all, we're running out of the peaceful means for redress. And very shortly, all that's going to be left is going to be the less than peaceful means. And I don't know if they know what that means. And I certainly, you know, that I'm not happy considering the fact or anything, but in certain places, this is going to be bad for them if they keep on doing what they're doing.
It really is. You think that if you keep poking the bear, eventually that bear might take an exception to being poked, especially if you're not offering any other alternative.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if, I mean, think about this. If they left you alone, how often would me and you would be talking about shooting technique and grip and stance and all that other stuff. But you know what? We're going to run out of time. We're about to run out of time. So one more time, tell everybody how to find you, please.
I am Rick Ector, Director Ector. I'm running for re-election to the NRA Board of Directors. Please find me every week here on Bill Frady's Lock and Load. Also, Rick Ector, I'm on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and yes, even IMDb.
There you go. Always a pleasure, sir.
Hey, man, see you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
I need to get that. I need to get the music. Anyway, we got hour number two coming up. We'll be right back. Find Rick, Legally Armed in Detroit. Go check out his stuff. He's Facebook. That's where you find the most stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.